You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Congratulations on the release of Punisher, by the way. How does it feel to have it finally out?
It feels great. I mean, my life is no different day to day other than that people text me about it, but it's pretty wild to release a record in this climate. But yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, life is still the same, just trotting along?
Yes, trotting along.
You know, your debut album, Stranger in the Alps, was so widely acclaimed, and it was definitely an album I've had on repeat for quite some time. Did you feel lots of pressure when you were making Punisher?
No, the opposite, actually. I felt just excited, and I was very nervous to release Stranger in the Alps because if people didn't like it, I would have to get a real job. So I was relieved to have to be able to make music my job. And with Punisher, I was just like, I think this is a better record. I think that what I like about the first record, I like even more about this record. So yeah, it feels great to have it out.
What would you be doing if it wasn't for, if Stranger in the Alps did not take off and you had to get a real job? What job would you think you would be doing right now?
I don't know. Maybe I'd try to work at a record label or something, just something that had to do with music, but I'd definitely be playing shows still around town. I have tons of friends who make music, but maybe they can't afford to really go on tour, but play all the time at bars and stuff, and I'd probably do something like that.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I never knew what a Punisher was. I only just learned that really recently. I haven't heard it much in New Zealand, but, you know, for listeners who might not know, it's someone who keeps talking someone's ear off and doesn't know when to stop. And I have to admit, I lived in LA last year, and no offense, but it's cursed with Punishers.
Oh, yes. They surround me at all times, and I think everybody.
When the speed kicks in, I go to the store for nothing.
With the title track Punisher, it is about, you know, your love for Elliot Smith and also how you would also could be a Punisher to him. What would you say to him if he was still alive?
You know, I don't know. I've never thought about that. Maybe just because it's too sad. But, I mean, if it's any indicator, I recently ran into Patti Smith backstage at Carnegie Hall, and I just ran away from her because I was too afraid that I was going to punish her. So, I mean, I'm sure I'd think of something to come up with to say to Elliot Smith, because the weirdest thing about him and I is that if he were still alive, we'd be neighbors. We'd have tons of mutual friends. So, I don't know. Maybe start there. You know, common ground with somebody is always the easiest place to start.
Yeah, definitely. I also found out very recently, you might know this already, but the house that he lived in is the house that's in Mulholland Drive.
Oh, yes. And it was built by Disney, Walt Disney, as an animation studio so that people could live and work and not have to go home. So he could, like, double his time with animators. So, yeah, super interesting.
You know everything already. But with the song Punisher, I really love how it kind of gently flips and turns its head and you become the one on the receiving end of a Punisher. Is it strange for you that some people might see you in the same way as you see Elliot Smith?
Very strange. I've definitely been punished, but I think that to me, the idea of a Punisher that I really want to get across is that if you think you are a Punisher, you're probably not one. I mean a Punisher more like someone who says something totally slight, like offensive to you and has no idea. Like, you know, sometimes I get off stage and just random old men will try to, like, give me advice, like industry advice. And you're like, dude, you're a stranger. Why would I ever take advice from you? So, yeah, I think if you're self-conscious that you punish people, you're probably safe.
And forget how to talk, 'cause even if I could, wouldn't know where to start, wouldn't.
you've been touring so much in the past few years and throughout the album. You have lyrics and references kind of about wanting to be home, like songs in Kyoto, and I Know the End. What do you miss about being home when you are away?
Well, I don't know, just these little things that I forget about, like leaving my entire toiletry bag in a hotel room makes me miss home. Like, just the amount of work you have to do to just be a person on tour is way more than just at your house. Like, at your house, you can put on pants, walk out the door, not walk out the door, whatever. Your day's started pretty much after you've had coffee. But tour, it's like, where am I going to get my coffee today? Am I going to drink the crappy bus coffee? Am I going to leave? Oh no, like, I only have these pants from yesterday. Guess I'm going to wear the same pants for 5 days. Just, it's a lot of work to just even function at a normal level. So I miss just the comfort of waking up in the same place.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have to get really good at packing all the time.
Yeah, or not. Or, yeah. Or you're just high functioning, low functioning. And you had to go. I know.
Out in the park, we watched the sunset, talking on a rusty swing set. After a while, you went quiet, and I got mean. I'm always pushing you away from me, but you come back with gravity. And when I call, you come home, a bird in your teeth. So I gotta go, I know. When the sirens sound, you'll hide under the floor. But I'm not gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it, I know. I gotta go now, I know. With the song I Know the End, which is one that really stood out to me, it's like a slow burn and then it turns into this like raging wildfire, and it, like, I feel like it perfectly encapsulates whatever America is. What prompted you to write this song?
I just wanted an outro, like an apocalypse outro. I don't even really remember where it started, but I know I started the outro with the vague idea that I was going to tack it on to one of my slow songs, but yeah, it just kind of came together. And I'm trying to limit the space between having an idea and doing the idea. And I think with writing, at the very least, I'm getting pretty good at it, because what are really the consequences? You don't show anybody because you don't like it? That's fine. So yeah, I just had the idea and did it. To some America first rap country song, a slaughterhouse, an outlet mall, slot machine.
Yeah. with some easier questions, if that's okay.
Sure.
I just want to know, what's with the skeleton costumes?
It's very comfortable, and I love it. it's like $19. You can just, yeah, it's very easy to move around and very cheap. I don't know. I love dressing up, but sometimes I just want the easiest option, and it's very fun to wear.
Are you going to do, like, Phoebe skeleton costume merch?
You know, there are sweatpants on my website right now.
Oh, that, really?
You know, I'm definitely trying to market the whole everybody's at home thing. I've been living in sweatpants, but if you want skeleton sweatpants, they're on my website.
That's really good to know. Yeah. In a lot of interviews, you talk about how much you love Japan. What is a Phoebe recommendation? What's there to do in Japan that you recommend?
Walk along the water in Kyoto. I don't remember what the coffee shop is called, but there's a little coffee shop kind of at the cutest area of Kyoto by that outdoor market, and that was my favorite experience in Japan for sure.
That sounds very simple and free. What songs make you cry?
What songs make me cry? What's the last song to make me cry? The Fiona Apple record made me cry from anger in a great way. Highly recommend that one.
That is an amazing album. Definitely feel you on that.
Yes.
What are you scared of?
I'm scared of something happening to my friends. I'm scared of having to change my career path. Scared of not being able to go on tour again. I'm scared of confrontation. Those are the main ones.
Those are very reasonable, like, fears. Lastly, what's your favorite song on Punisher?
You know, I think it's either Graceland 2 or I Know the End. I Know the End is very fun to listen to, but Graceland 2, I have fond memories of writing it too because it came really fast, and that's very rare for me, so one of those.
The whole album's so beautiful, and it's been such a pleasure chatting to you, and I hope I can see you in New Zealand sometime soon.
Yeah, I would love that. Absolutely.
No longer a danger to herself or others. She made up her mind and laced up her shoes. You'll die. Said she knows she lived through it to get
to this moment. Ate a sleeve of saltines on my floor, and I knew that I would do anything you want me to. I would do
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.